Tyson Brough did not practice. Casey James did not practice. James Casey did not practice. Todd Davis did not practice. Vance Walker was limited. Evan did not practice. Owen Daniels did not practice. Everybody else was full. Was full go. So, and some of these guys were rest guys. Kind of really with Owen more than anything. So that's where we're at today. You know, he came out and knee got sore on him. He was out here for warm-ups, out here for special teams. We sent him back in. So just that's where we're at with him.
And the Columbus signing?
No. I mean, obviously we walked out of here on the field Wednesday with really two healthy tackles, you know. So, you know, it's a concern. And, you know, all of a sudden Ty got let go that yesterday morning or something like that. So there's a lot of people here familiar with him. I'm not. I was gone when Ty got here, and I was gone from Houston when he got there, I think. But, you know a lot of people that know him and played a lot of snaps in his career. We need somebody here right now that has some, you know, playing under their belt. And he's been active for the last 3 weeks. So, you know, it was a nice fit for us to be able to pick him up.
Is it realistic for him to get out and be able to
meet I think it has to be realistic, yeah, because, you know, you just as you, you know, you go week to week and, you know, we're hoping that we thought Ty would maybe be able to do something today. He didn't, you know, hopefully tomorrow. But, you know, at least he's a player that's been active. He's been in a system where they talk the same verbiage as we talk. So, you know, if we need him quick, then he's the best, you know, was the best possible option for us.
Now, do you see him as a backup at this point or a possible?
Well, I mean, obviously because he hasn't been here, you know, but we'll see. I have to go back. It's the first time I've seen him. I have to go back and watch practice. But like I said, I know he's played a lot of football and, you know, that's of the utmost importance right now.
Coach, obviously hindsight is 20/20, but looking back when you traded away Chris Clark, did you have more confidence in Schofield being a backup? And now what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, yeah, we had a lot of confidence in Michael, you know, no doubt about that. So that's just really putting your team together. So there's nothing, you know, nothing that wouldn't have happened in the long haul there, you know. I mean, it's easy once you start to get nicked up out of spot to say we should have did this or that, but you can't keep everybody. And, you know, we're just going through some of the pains of the NFL season and how you adjust to them, how you find a way to play through them, you know, says a lot about what you are. So we're having to do that right now, and hopefully we get everybody back quick.
With Evan Mathis, he was limited yesterday. Is it a hamstring or was it a veteran's rest day type thing?
His hamstring bothered him a little bit yesterday. He practiced. We pulled him out, so we held him today for rest, expected to be back full go tomorrow.
Coach, DeMarcus Ware, surprised that he got AFC Player of the Month. I'm not surprised that he got it this month, but surprised it was the first time he ever.
Yeah, I didn't know that till Patrick told me that. You know, I this morning with the team, I read off a list of things he's accomplished in his career, but that one wasn't on the list until today. So, you know, what a great player, but what an even better person, you know. And you know, it's my first time to be around him, but true pro, you know, very proud of him, playing extremely well.
How about him getting it at 33 years old?
Well, you know what it does, and I was kind of talking to the players after practice. You know, you watch guys go through the grind and stuff, and you watch how he takes care of himself, how much he loves to play. You know, I was preaching to young players today. You need to look at guys like that, you know, because, I mean, those guys that last that long, they usually last for a reason, and they're usually made of a ton of class, and they, you know, they love the game, and they work hard at the game, and that's what he stands for.
Did Todd Davis was out today?
Yes, he did. His ankle was bothering him, so we held him, yeah.